streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, it is a Friday as we head into a holiday weekend. We are live in sunny and beautiful Los Angeles. This is The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. So many things to talk about today. Today's one of those days. Good night's sleep. A lot of topics. Easy show. Flies by. It's a pleasure to have you in on a Friday. We've had a very good week, and Joy Taylor is joining me. So we're starting to get a sense now. We're halfway through the first round, and it feels like we're getting to the end of the first round because some things are very clear.
Yeah, some of these some of these series are going to end a little sooner than I'd hoped.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Suns-Lakers. You know, I would have voted Chris Paul MVP. How do the Suns look when Chris Paul is still playing, but not 100%. They are not the same team. But let's talk about the Lakers, because if Chris Paul is not going to be 100%, now the series, there's a couple days off now. Suns-Lakers do not play until Sunday. That's great news for the Suns. Get an extra day off, get Chris Paul healthy. He's not there, and they're not the same team. But we all know LeBron's the leader. I talk about this all the time. The NBA is full of talent. There's not very many leaders. LeBron's the leader of the Lakers, and it's money in the bank. You get that leadership every night. But once again, you see who the Lakers are when Anthony Davis is aggressive. But you don't get that with Anthony Davis every night. So whereas LeBron is the team MVP most valuable, there's got to be some sort of bridge award for Anthony Davis. And I would say he is the team's MIP. He's the most impactful player. That third quarter was everything. Okay, 18 points, 5 rebounds, played every minute, and they blew Phoenix off the floor. Phoenix, good team. Phoenix, the 2 seed in the West. The Superior Conference, a 2 seed. Phoenix, good team. So LeBron's leadership and consistency, again, that's an automatic deposit. You get that every night. I mean, he'll have maybe two halves a year he doesn't play well. So you can always bank on LeBron's consistency and leadership. You get that every night. But when AD is aggressive, they not only beat teams, they crush good teams. I mean, DeAndre Ayton is a good young big. But AD had a crazy thing happen to his body. And I had a growth spurt in high school. I went from 5'7 to 6'2 over the course of a summer. I never forget my high school basketball coach. Oh, I got myself a quarterback. I got myself a shooting guard. Anthony Davis was 6'3 as a junior in high school. And then he was basically 6'11 as a senior. So Anthony Davis was a guard. And last night in the third quarter, you can see some of that guard come out. You can see that junior year of high school. For a big, he runs the floor better. He's more fluid. He can handle the ball better. He can put it on the deck and drive. He can pull up and shoot a jumper, pull back and shoot a three. That's where he is different than other bigs. And DeAndre Ayton's a really good young big. But AD just took over the game last night. There's nothing DeAndre Ayton can do. That you're talking about in baseball, they call it a five-tool player. When a guy can run and hit and steal and power. And boy, when Anthony Davis is locked in, you are looking at a big that can do everything. He'll put it on the deck and take you to the basket. He'll drive right through the middle of the lane. He can pull back and hit a three. He can handle the ball, very comfortable, runs the floor, very fluid athlete. I mean, he hits the floor a lot. You ever notice that with AD? And that's Kevin Durant, too. Kevin Durant and AD get hurt a lot. They hit the floor a lot because they handle the ball so well. They're driving to the basket. Porzingis, by the way, for 7'6". Kind of a slasher at 7'6". Used to be a slasher with 6'7". Porzingis is a slasher at 7'6". So Porzingis and KD and AD, they hit the floor all the time because they're driving. And you got a lot of body. That's why nobody loves a 6'5 running back. You want a small guy that goes through, right? Don't want your legs too exposed. AD is big, and he's crashing to the floor all the time. But part of that is he grew up a guard and had a growth spurt. And so when you watch that third quarter last night, LeBron's the most valuable player. AD is the most impactful player. And if Chris Paul is not ready to go Sunday, and at least 90-95%, this series is over. Frank Vogel after the game.
AD, even though he had, was dinged up with his knee and was a little bit hobbled, really committed to what worked for us in game two, which is really running the floor. Being the first big down, putting pressure on their transition defense, and that opened up a lot of driving lanes for Brown, who mentally made the decision, to get downhill and just live in the paint and live at the rim, and he was dominant during that stretch, and those two guys really reversed the whole course of the game.
Yeah, I thought the third quarter for the Lakers was the best they have played since last year in the bubble as a team. That was a great quarter of basketball. You're not going to get that every quarter in the NBA. You can't ask athletes to be all engaged and focused like that and play at that level for games. But third quarter was the difference in the game. Listen, there's a million different reporters and a million different blogs. Everybody's got an opinion. I remember when I grew up, there was the media. And at the time I was a kid, I wasn't in the media. There was no talk radio. The fans only got a voice with a letter to the editor, a newspaper. That was it when I was like 15, 18. There was no talk radio. Fans didn't get an opinion. Now fans get an opinion everywhere. I could literally talk to our president on Twitter. You could talk to anybody you wanted. Tom Brady, Phil Mickelson, it's great. But there's also now, because everybody has an opinion, and there's so many media outlets. I didn't grow up. There was no Twitter, obviously. There was no social media. There was no such thing as blogs. When I was a kid, there was barely cable television. Media is everywhere. So it's important that, for me anyway, I'll just speak for me, there are just certain media I listen to, and it's a pretty small group of people I trust. Tom Curran in New England, we've brought him on this show. He's as good a local NFL reporter as the league has. When I used to live in Connecticut, when Tom talked, he broke stories. He was legitimate. He's not surfing for clicks. He knows his stuff. He's never hyperbolic. He just gives you the straight skinny. And a good reporter should be occasionally ticking off local people. That's the sign of a good reporter. If everybody loves you, you're a hack. If you're not ticking off local fans a little bit, you're not doing your job. And that's Tom Curran. So Curran comes out at OTAs. He said, I just finished watching Patriots first OTA. One thing that stands out about Mac Jones' new quarterback is his size and lack thereof. Not just compared to Cam Newton. He's shorter than Jarrett Stidham. He really will need to fill out his frame as well. His arm isn't really live. You know, these are just observations relative to how far he may need to go. Fortunately, except for the height, the other things can improve. What did I bang on before the draft? Trust your eyes. You only have one chance to make a first impression in life. He looks tiny next to Cam. He's smaller than Stidham. Remember I kept saying, when Trey Lance walks into the 49ers, you're going to go, ooh, bro, that's a pro athlete. 6'4", 220. Justin Fields. I kept saying, Justin Fields walks into a camp. Even if he's not great at the line of scrimmage for a couple years, you're going to go, ooh, 6'4", big arm. That's a player. That's a baller. Mac Jones is the shortest of all the first-round quarterbacks. He's the least athletic. His arm is not close to a Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, not close. Worst NFL body. That stuff made Instagram, right? That made social. Now, a Patriot player yesterday, Kendrick Bourne, said, oh, quote, he has a lot of swag and confidence. He is a leader. Yeah, so was Tim Tebow. And I heard that about Johnny Manziel had swag. And you could say that about Drew Locke. In the NFL, you need a gift. And the reason you need a gift is because the plays rarely go as they're designed. In fact, Nick Saban and Bill Belichick in their careers have struggled, not against all quarterbacks, but quarterbacks with a gift. Belichick struggled with Cam 3 times. Saban struggled with Johnny Manziel. Johnny, for all his faults, had a gift. He could move. Why do you need a gift? Because when the play breaks down, how do you escape? Lamar Jackson's got his legs. Russell Wilson's got his elusiveness. Cam and Big Ben had their size. Play breaks down, one guy can't take him down. Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, the ability to escape and make any throw, sometimes not looking. The great quarterbacks have a gift that when the play, the line of scrimmage, a teammate runs the wrong direction, you can do something. You've got an ability to do something to save the play, and not only save it, often enhance it. Mac Jones, protection breaks down. Teammate runs the wrong route. Play is screwed. That happens all the time. Protection breaks down 10 times a game of your 60 plays. Player runs a wrong route or he gets bumped out of his route. That happens another 8-9 times. Running back can't block the oncoming linebacker, misses his assignment. Players trip, fall, held up. And so, you know, people can say, well, what about what's Brady's gift? Well, Brady played in a much more patient NFL when he broke in 20 years ago. You would give guys 2 and 3 years to develop. Tom was not. Tom didn't have a gift initially. Now, Tom did get drafted as a 6'4 and a half, 225-pound athlete. Tom Brady walks into a room. That's a big fella. Tom Brady, in every room he walks to in America, that's not a, like if he walks to a corporate event, if Tom Brady goes for a speaking engagement, if he is talking to an advertiser, Tom's the biggest guy in every room. 6'4 and a half, 225. Peyton Manning, 6'5, 230. I've been at a party with Peyton Manning. He didn't know who I was at the time. Peyton Manning's huge. Peyton Manning doesn't look like the rest of us. I'm tall. I'm 6'2, 200 almost. Peyton Manning's way bigger than me. Head's bigger. His hands are bigger. His chest is bigger. His shoulders are bigger. Got to have a gift. Manning, it was the brain. I mean, that Peyton's probably the smartest player that's ever played the game. Probably the smartest single guy that's ever played the game. He changed the game. Brady was given time in a more patient era to develop into the best pre-snap guy the game currently has. Also, he's actually, you know, he was drafted by a baseball team. He's bizarrely elusive in the pocket. He's been doing it so long. So this is what I say about Mac Jones, is this is why I said you cannot draft him number 3. Now, the Patriots, to their credit, didn't give up any picks, didn't move up, just sat there at 15. So the Patriots deserve credit. They were not going to give away picks to get him. But this is why he can't go three. Walk in the locker room, guys look around and go like, dude, that body, shirt off, that size, that arm. If Tom Curran says it, I believe it. And Tom Curran's probably getting heat today from Patriot fans. That's why he's good. If your local guy's not making you occasionally uncomfortable, he stinks. She stinks. Whoever it is. All right. Not great news for Aaron Rodgers. Just want to throw that out there. A little something going on today. And, God, there's good stuff. By the way, Portland and Miami. I'm not going to scold either of you, but it's a reality check for the Heat and the Portland Trailblazers around the corner.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Still running around using QuickBooks? Might as well be quicksand. Bigger your company grows, faster you sink. Get rid of that old software. Go to netsuite.com/herd. One-of-a-kind financing. netsuite.com/HERD. So this is just interesting, just kind of fun. Now, there's a lot of different like terms that if you don't use social media, and I don't use it enough to be too savvy, but you've been ratioed, that's geeky. And there's the flex. There's a term they use called flex. Ooh, you're flexing. And I think there is a difference between a flex and a reminder. So if I go to my social media, and I take a picture of my house and the pool. That's a flex, right? That's obnoxious. But in the winter, if I just take a picture of the sunset, which anybody could take a picture of, it is a reminder to a company I used to work for in the middle of a blizzard, Uncle Colin made the right call. That's a reminder. I can be obnoxious. Tom Brady is hosting OTAs this week without the coaches. He wanted to do that in New England. They wouldn't let him. Tom Brady has made sure everybody in the world sees that Bruce Arians is allowing him to take Antonio Brown, Gronk, Mike Evans, anybody that wants to show up, Blaine Gabbert, players only OTAs. They can use the facilities, weight room, field. Bruce Arians says no coaches because Brady hates OTAs. It is not a flex by Brady here. It is a reminder. Just posting pictures on Instagram of the beautiful sunset to people who didn't understand you had that option instead of blizzards. Belichick would never allow this. Tom's not flexing. Tom's not, you know, lined up with a Super Bowl trophy in his hand. He's not showing you the rings in his room. He's not doing the standings. It's not a flex. It's a reminder by Tom Brady that all you had to do was occasionally, 2-3 times a year, say, hey, Tom, good job. Occasionally hit on a wide receiver in the draft. Let me control the OTAs with players and not have to go through coaching in meaningless OTAs as I've been the best quarterback in the league for the last 7 to 8 to 9 to 10 to 20 years. Big difference. That's not a flex. Tom at the OTAs is a reminder. Had the Patriots just been a little less rigid, they would not have a losing record. They would not be inferior in their own division to Buffalo. They would not have any chance to beat Kansas City. This little sunset picture. It's nice here, not nice where you're at. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Oh, my poor Heat. Taking some lumps.
Woo.
The Bucks have pushed the Heat to the brink of elimination, taking a 3-0 lead in the series. No team in NBA history has ever given up a 3-0 series lead. So it's not looking good for the Miami Heat. Once again, Milwaukee wins in a blowout, 113-84, with six players scoring in double digits. The Bucks made 48.3% of their shots compared to 37.6% made by the Heat. They will compete in game 4 on Saturday with the chance to sweep. This has been brutal.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was talking this morning to Miami, and here's the deal. Like, a lot of people are calling the Heat bubble frauds. That's, like, the fun thing to say.
Oh.
And, I mean, that's a nonsense thing to say. Like, all if they're bubble frauds, then the Lakers are bubble fraud champions. Like, they're fraudulent champions.
Although the Lakers are pretty good right now.
Lakers are good, but the Lakers made improvements to their squad in the offseason. And the Heat obviously did not do that. The Bucks also made improvements to their squad. They have Jrue Holiday and P.J. Tucker.
Yeah.
Like, they deserve credit for that. That's taken a massive amount of pressure off of Chris Middleton and Giannis, for that matter.
They're better, no question.
They're better defensively. And the Heat have been struggling. Tyler Hero's averaging 7.7 points in this series. That's not enough. That's not enough points.
I'm not going to say they're a fraud. I think what's happened is this is kind of who they are. Last year, suddenly, we elevated Bam Adebayo to a star, and it's like, no, he got worked by AD. He's getting worked by Giannis. He's a good player. I'd like to have him on my team. I think we elevated people. We overvalued a little bit of, beyond Butler, who's very good.
Right.
He's not having a good, Jimmy Butler's a really good player. We started overvaluing everybody, and it's like, no, they got, Duncan Robinson can shoot. That's about it. Bam Adebayo is a nice 15-point-a-game guy whenever he plays good bigs. That's about what he gives you, 14, 15.
Like, the bubble was what it was.
That's right.
Like, you had Giannis, who's a back-to-back MVP.
Somebody had to win.
They should have won. The Heat played well, and they won.
That's right.
They got to the NBA Finals. They took the Lakers to 6 games, and this is a new season. So, I mean, you can talk about what happened in the bubble. Like, everyone else had a fair opportunity to win in the bubble, and they didn't. So that was last year. This is a new year. There are new teams. We very rarely see people run it back. I mean, what the Bucks are doing is really unprecedented, bringing back all of their starters. Like, in any sport, you're going to have turnover, and you're going to make changes or improvements.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, the Heat have to take their L. Like, I very much believe you can brag and pound on your chest when you do well, and when you lose, you got to take the L. Like, you got to be self-aware.
Big L,
I don't want to hear about fans leaving the stands, though. I mean, come on. Like, they pulled that last week with the Warriors, like Warriors fans leaving early. Fans leave early. Nobody likes sitting in traffic after watching their team lose.
You have a little edge to you this morning, Joe.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm irritated. The Nuggets jumped to a 2-1 series lead over the Blazers thanks to a huge performance by Austin Rivers last night.
Yeah.
This was a fun game. Scored 21 points with 16 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He also made a team-high 5 3-pointers. And after, he said, it felt really good to have this performance, especially after sitting at home waiting for a team to give him a chance earlier this season. This is a fun part of the playoffs where you have a player pop and contribute in a big way.
He was on the couch.
Things up. He was on the couch, yes, absolutely. He was traded from the Knicks to the Thunder, then the Thunder waived him. He signed with the Nuggets after Jamal Murray got injured. But he played a massive role for them last night. And Damian was on fire, as he usually is, 37 points. CJ McCollum had 22 points, so they needed this. And it opened things up for Jokic, so they couldn't double-team Jokic anymore because they got to keep somebody on Austin Rivers.
Portland needs a reboot. I feel like I've seen the same team for about 6 years. I feel like, let's go get him a legitimate number two star. Like, they're so Dame-centric. It's nothing against. It's just Portland needs. It's okay. They've been good. But they peaked a couple years ago when they got the conference finals. It's like, it's reboot time. Let's get Clippers go get swept. Paul George is on the market. Paul's a better two than a one.
The Blazers feel a little bit like the Heat, a little bit like the Raptors, where you have a good coach. You have a good system. You have a good culture. You have a good fan base. You have a strong front office. You make improvements. You tinker with the roster every single year. But when you look at what the bigger brands and the bigger teams are doing, bringing in stars. And that's just kind of what it feels like. That's why the Raptors were able to win that championship, because they were just right there. But what do you need? Kawhi Leonard. Now you have a championship.
Yep.
So that's kind of how it feels with these teams. They're very competitive. They're great during the regular season. And then you get to the playoffs and you get up against, you know, likely the MVP. And this is what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Tim Tebow. Okay. Day after Trevor Lawrence said Tim Tebow has looked great at practice.
Great.
The quarterback turned tight end is trying to prove he deserves a spot on the Jags roster. And he caught every pass thrown his way on Thursday, Colin. That included two that went for touchdowns.
You can see he's added about 15 pounds of bulk. I mean, he's big. Tim's big now.
Listen, the bod is on point. That's what we know is going to
be. Yeah, he's always in great, but
we know that that's what's going to be.
Tim has bulked up. I mean, you look at him right now, that is a tight end body.
If he makes it, he's going to have NFL defensive ends coming for his head. Linebackers ready to blow him off his stance. So he went for two touchdowns, one from Lawrence and one from Gardner Minshew, but he did not drop a pass all practice.
Well, it is you're playing air, so let's not. I mean, again, I want to be very fair on Tebow. I don't like being marginalized, but not dropping a pass for any other tight end in the league would not be a story.
No.
That's what you say about your 8-year-old son. Jackson went to practice today. He did not drop a single pass.
Here's the thing about this story, because you're right. This is, nobody talks about not dropping passes in practice. Now, if you look awful in OTAs, then that's a story. But you're supposed to catch every pass. There's no one guarding you.
Yeah.
There's no chance anyone's going to hit you. You should catch every pass. That's the bare minimum of what you should do. With Tebow, anytime you're critical, you're hating.
Yes.
But I don't know. Me personally, I would feel embarrassed if I was in this situation.
It does feel a little bit like they're taking care of Timmy. They want to make sure Timmy doesn't get injured by the press. Like, it's just, let's stop reporting that Timmy caught every pass against air. Like, it's beneath Tim Tebow.
It's going, is it?
I don't know. I just feel like, okay, Tim is.
I mean, he's not reporting this.
No, he's
not responsible for this. But he's a star, and he is polarizing, and people want to know what's going on with him in practice.
So if he's a star, you don't report that he caught every practice against air.
Well, he's a star.
Ball.
He's I mean, he's obviously very famous, but he's also infamous. Yeah. So this is why they're reporting on this. Like to your point, any other tight end, you're not going to be like, oh, Travis Kelce caught every ball in practice. Like,
well, yeah,
is it a slow news day? Like, who cares? Of course.
Interesting. I thought that segment was very fair, very balanced.
I don't know. You get mad at me if you want to. I've got enough problems with the heat.
Enjoy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
You know, it's interesting with Phoenix because Chris Paul's not 100%. And so this is the Devin Booker time to step up. And he has not. He's had the worst plus minus of any Suns player in the last two games combined. Rick Bucher brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. You know, this is why I thought Chris Paul, I would have given strong consideration for most valuable player, is that as great as Devin Booker is, Rick, the last 7-8 quarters, where's he gone? Your takeaway on what you're seeing with Booker.
Well, we're seeing why the Phoenix Suns weren't a success until Chris Paul came to town. That for all the numbers that Devin Booker has put up and all that I've heard from players, current and former, about how this guy is an underrated superstar, we're seeing the hole in it. You know what he is? He's the next Carmelo Anthony right now in terms of he can be your best scorer. He can be a great scorer, but he cannot be your leader. You need somebody else to do that. Carmelo Anthony played his best basketball when he was with either Chauncey Billups or Jason Kidd on the Olympic team, or now with Damian Lillard. We can appreciate him for what he is. But now with Chris Paul out, you're asking Devin Booker to do all the things that you asked him to do the last few years that weren't successful. And I can't help but feel like the Lakers have their number, have his number, rather, and that they know that he's an emotional player, that they can wind him up. And there's one thing about playing with spirit and playing with emotion, and then there's being emotional. And he so easily gets into these one-on-one battles and the trash talk and gets completely distracted from, you know what, I need to run this team. I need to make good decisions. He has a little Russell Westbrook in him, and that when things get bad, he thinks that playing faster is the answer, and as a result, he turns the ball over more and his decisions are more erratic. So he is making the best case for Chris Paul as MVP that anybody has made all year long. Chris Paul didn't get the love because they looked at the numbers and they looked at Devin Booker's numbers and said, oh, well, is he even the best player? No, he may not be the best player on the team or the most talented, but Chris Paul is the most valuable. And that's why he was on my ballot.
So Miami's lost three games by 29 points or more this year, 29 or more, all to Milwaukee. So I do think it's fair to say Milwaukee's a better team this year. They went out and got Jrue Holiday, who's a terrific underrated player, has been for a decade, and P.J. Tucker. They're a better team and they're young players, and Middleton now is not asked to be a star. He's asked to hit some shots, and that's what he is. He can be a shot maker. But it is interesting with Miami. You know, there's the old term, lightning in a bottle. Were the Heat lightning in a bubble, and all this is just sort of fraudulent?
No, I wouldn't say that. It's a different Miami Heat team, as Joy aptly pointed out. They've made some personnel changes, and they bet on some guys that have not paid off. They moved off of Jay Crowder. They moved off of Kelly Olynyk. They bet on Duncan Robinson and Tyler Herro. And they've now become more of a finesse team when that wasn't what they were last year.
Yeah.
So I feel as if they shifted. And when it comes to these particular matchups, it's as simple as looking at what happened in overtime in game one. Last year, when there was a need situation for the Miami Heat to stop the Milwaukee Bucks, they had Jay Crowder, Bam Adebayo, and Jimmy Butler to guard Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, and Eric Bledsoe. Now, this year, they've got... you had Bam Adebayo on Giannis, you had Jimmy Butler on Jrue Holiday, and now you were left without Jay Crowder with Duncan Robinson guarding Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
Now it is switched where you can just matchup hunt and find that difference. And John Horst, the GM there, has done a really nice job of shifting the mentality and the vibe around this team. They were, for the most part, still a finesse team, the Milwaukee Bucks were. But adding P.J. Tucker, adding Drew Holiday, and sneakily adding Bryn Forbes from the San Antonio Spurs has really changed the way they look at themselves. P.J. Tucker said it the other day, we're dogs. Like, you didn't think of the Bucks as dogs last
year.
That's
right.
They didn't have that. That was the Miami Heat. The Bucks have added that, and that's given you that vibe that you needed around Giannis Antetokounmpo to lift this team. I think they are everybody's all hot and bothered about the Brooklyn Nets. You need to take a look at what Philadelphia is doing to Washington and what the Bucks have done to Miami. Yep. They're beating better teams by the same margin.
Yeah, we picked Milwaukee on this show. I did to win the championship, and I think there are nights they're very inartistic, but to your point, they're a more physical team and match up well with Brooklyn. So, listen, the playoffs are giving us, you know, blowouts. They're giving us competitive series, and then they're giving us a Greek tragedy called the LA Clippers, where if they lose tonight, it's going to be a sweep. It's kabloom, Steve Ballmer. You know, it's one thing, Rick, to lose. There's another to be humiliated as a public figure, as a mayor, as a sports owner, as a talk show host. You know, everybody's got a bad ratings book. Everybody has a legislation that doesn't pass. You don't win every day as a public figure. But to be humiliated is different. And if the Clippers lose tonight, what happens? What does this team look like in 3 months?
Yeah. Well, that's the difficulty, and it's a difficulty when you build a team around a core that is flawed at its heart. I mean, nobody in the league would say no to pairing Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. That said, did they all, and the GMs that I talked to, did they all look at it and go, well, you don't really have a leader between those two guys? And so you're going to be good. You're going to be potent, but can you ultimately get the job done? And you can change all the pieces around it, and it's not going to answer the inherent problem that your two best players are not leaders. And we see this. The Warriors were as much as they could be because of the leadership of Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I would say the Grizzlies are being as much as they can be because of the leadership of Ja Morant. The Suns with Chris Paul were as much as they could be. All those teams overachieved as a result of their leadership. When you don't have leadership, when you don't have a best player, one of your top players who's holding everybody accountable, you are going to underachieve. You still may be good because you have the talent, but you're never going to realize your potential. And that is the issue. Now, the thing is you could take apart this Clippers team. You could send Paul George someplace else. You could potentially trade Kawhi Leonard, although I see that difficult being a difficult thing to ultimately do. And they could go someplace else and have success, the success that you wanted, because they're not the leader on the team now. And that's the challenge that Ballmer faces. For me... You need to break it apart and start over, as painful as that might be.
Yeah.
Or you're just going to continue to get the same results. It is flawed. I thought, and mistakenly so, like getting Rajon Rondo would add that piece. But what I've seen so far is Kawhi Leonard and Paul George have this unearned arrogance that, no, we got this. We can take care of this. We'll run this. Because the moments that I see Rajon Rondo in charge are the best moments I've seen of the Clippers. I need Kawhi Leonard and Paul George to be ancillary complementary players and to do the dirty work and allow Rajon Rondo to operate, crazy as that might sound. But if you want to win, you put your ego aside and go, I'll do whatever is necessary to get it done. And I simply do not see that from the Los Angeles Clippers' best players.
Yeah, well broken down. Rick Bucher, have a great weekend, buddy. Thanks again, man.
You got it.
Not great news, just a little bit of, you know, it's so funny listening to people talk about, oh, Aaron's got all the leverage. Aaron Rodgers maybe should have all the leverage. I think he lost even more leverage yesterday. That next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. With some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
By the way, many hosts take the day off on Memorial Day. Not Joey and I. We will be here as you're barbecuing on Monday. Very happy to do that. Committed.
It's exciting. It's like summer's here.
Not us. We all will be grinding Monday. So I do not believe in coincidences. I've said this over and over and over and over again. I'm not going to write a third book. It's too hard. But I may write some articles over the course of my career to just on broadcasting and this whole business I've been in for years. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. So yesterday, according to the Sports Business Journal, The ratings came out on Aaron Rodgers in Jeopardy. He is not the most popular. Ken Jennings, who was once a contestant, very popular, very good, a whiz. Ken Jennings' ratings beat him substantially. So when Ken Jennings was on, they got 10 million viewers. When Aaron was on, they got 9. Now, a million viewers is a lot. That's something in our business. And 22% of Jeopardy fans, they want Ken Jennings. And that's a lot. And then Aaron Rodgers, that was closer to 15%. On the same day that came down, the Packers leaked it to the media that they're not budging on Aaron Rodgers' trade situation. Just wanted to double down on that. Everybody keeps telling me, oh, I heard an analyst at another network in a colder part of the country tell me, oh, Aaron's got all the leverage. Let's think about this. He's going to lose $50 million if he retires. He's lost the fan base in Green Bay. You hear that sports radio chatter. And now he lost leverage with Jeopardy. We also know that he sees and hears everything. We know that because Mark Schlereth put out just a singular tweet about Denver having interest in Aaron, and Aaron immediately DM'd Mark. That is not a criticism of Aaron, but he's not married with a bunch of kids. He's on that social device. He's good with social media. He hears and sees everything. And so, and I want you to just think about this for a second. Because I've said I think Green Bay did a lousy job communicating with him. But I remember reading this years ago from, it was a legendary comedian that 99% of you have never heard of, Jackie Gleason. In the 50s and 60s, he was the funniest guy in America, and he was like Tony Soprano if Tony Soprano was funny. He was this just big, tough, everything. And I remember reading one time, he said, if you got power, you should never have to use it. It is unspoken. It is understood. Don't mess with that guy. So when Russell Wilson used his I'm disappointed muscle, I'm deeply disappointed muscle. It was really the first time Russell had ever used that muscle. And Seattle reacted immediately. Aaron has, he was Mr. Go Hawks for 8 years. Go Hawks, go Hawks, go Hawks, enough already. And then he exercised the I'm disappointed muscle. And the organization, Mr. Go Hawks, And they worked really quick to give him a deal and get him a better O-line. But Aaron now has exercised his I'm disappointed muscle a dozen times. So Green Bay is used to it, prepared for it. They dealt with it with Favre. They're over it. And now they have more leverage. Aaron doesn't have the leverage. That's why the way he wins this is by having the stomach to deal with it. Leverage is when you don't need a stomach. I got leverage. When you need a stomach to deal with something, that means you're getting blowback in places. So Aaron's going to lose money. He's already lost the fans, a big chunk of them. He looks like he's going to lose the Jeopardy job. And by the way, not only does Green Bay have his contract, they could franchise tag him for years. So for Aaron to come out on the side he wants to, it's all about does he have the stomach for it? I don't think he does. I think he likes to be liked more than most athletes. I mean, everybody likes to be liked. You like to be liked. I like to be liked. Everybody likes to be liked. I mean, LeBron James said after that first year in Miami, I don't like being the villain. I don't want to be the villain. I smile when I play basketball. Magic Johnson didn't want to be a villain. I think sometimes Kobe and Michael Jordan kind of liked it a little bit, but you also like to be liked. I mean, Michael wanted his general manager to like him, right? He loved Phil Jackson because Phil Jackson liked him. He even liked Doug Collins, who got fired because Doug liked him. Michael wanted to be liked. We all want to be liked. That's why he did The Last Dance. He wanted to give you the documentary about his life so you'd watch and talk more. I don't know. I just look at this. And he's not retiring. We got to get over this. Aaron's not retiring. For other reasons I'll talk about later. All right. Hour one on a Friday flew by. And I haven't even scratched the surface. Next.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.